But the fact that in Ireland we went all the way from being stupid ones to being Nobel laureate, river dancing corps, whatever that we are at the moment, right? These tags are so arbitrary, they're so randomly assigned, whatever. That, and as a comedian, if you work for a while, you spot that there are just buttons you can press with regard to the peoples of the world, right? Because we basically, all of us, have a list in our head of the countries we know, and we've one or two words beside to describe the people in them, right? Because we're busy people, we can't have fully formed impressions of all the people in the world, right? So it narrows down to a couple of very common phrases all the time, right? My friend from California, you may wish to block your ears just for a tiny moment of this thing, right? I'll give you an example. If I said to you, Americans, what are they like as people? Americans are fat and stupid. Those are the two things. Every gig I do, fat and stupid. The French are arrogant and smelly. That's it. Every gig, the same two words. The Dutch are stoned. Right, that's it. It's harsh, but like, you know, and clearly these things aren't true. But the joy of this thing is you can do that for a few different countries, right? But then it peters out quite dramatically when you get a little bit outside of Europe, right? Or outside the English speaking space. None of us as a crowd would go, Slovenia? Ah, Jesus, those feckers. Ah, sure, they're, you know, rampant and, you know, and well-read. We don't have phrases for all these people. Oh, the Tongans are tall and well-mannered. It just is. We don't have phrases for all the countries of the world. And there's loads of obscure countries in the world that we know nothing about, right? So feck it, we should just make shit up. Every 5 years in the UN, there should be a draw, like a giant bowl, like the FIFA draw. And the ambassador from a country, name for me a very obscure country.
Cork.
Cork, right? Terribly obscure country, not legally based in anything, by the way. More obscure than that. Well, name me a obscure country. Swaziland. Perfect example. The Swaziland ambassador has to walk down and rustles the paper up and holds it up and it just says, shite at small talk. And then for the next 5 years, every time you hear about Swaziland, you go, oh, geez, a shite at small talk. The Swaziland ambassador goes, oh. Gosh, I met a lad from Swaziland. I said, how's your wife? He said, she's very dry. You mean she's a very dry sense of humour? That's not what I mean at all. Well, I shite at small talk. And you can just make this stuff up, for God's sake. Another obscure country. Angola, perfect example. Who among us truly knows about the Angolans? Who among us has studied, has lived, has travelled? Who among us has seen from the passenger seat of a jet plane what the people of Angola are truly like? One man knows what the Angolans... I'm working up to you, by the way, here. It's got you. He could describe for us in a couple of words the characteristic, not physical, personality traits, come up with a couple of ones now, that perfectly sum up the Angolans. Scott, in your wide-ranging RAF-based knowledge, the Angolans are?
Angry.
Angry and?
Violent.
Angry and violent. It's not a huge broad spectrum of personality here. Luckily, they combine their anger with a bit of violence, so it all works out well for them. Let's try one more. What did you say? Oh, Vanuatu. Very good. You're loving that, aren't you? You're very happy you shouted Vanuatu. The people of Vanuatu are?
Vacuous.
Good answer. I like the way you're thinking here, right? Vacuous and?
Unknown.
The people of Vanuatu are vacuous and unknown. It's no surprise they've remained so unknown, given that when you finally get to know them, there's nothing there. You should see them stuck on a lift with the Angolans. Oh, the Angolans are kicking off in a huge way. But the Vanuatan people have no opinion to offer in the situation. I know it's slow, but is it? I don't know. I have nothing to say about the whole thing. And you're kind of wondering, Dara, what's the point of this? The point of this is, in a week's time, there will be a news report where they say, and there is a situation brewing at the moment in Vanuatu. And you're going to go, oh, those vacuous pricks. Sure, of course there's a situation there. Sure, nobody knows anything about them. Sure, they don't keep themselves to themselves so much. Do you know what they should send in? The feckin' Angolans. They'll sort them out. They'll rip through them like a dose of salt, the Angolans. They're livid about anything, whatever. They're just tags, these things. They're random tags. They mean nothing. It's like, in a way, you know, the whole Billy Elliot thing, again, like, the reason I backed down so fast on that, like, whatever, was because I received one letter of support, right, that says, to whom it concerns, we, the undersigned, are a group of concerned citizens living in a border region of Northern Ireland. We are writing to express our support for Mr. O'Brien with regard to his comments on the link between paedophilia and homosexuality. My comments on the link. I made a joke about Elton John. I didn't stop a show and go, hang on, wait a minute. Gays and our kids. Who's keeping an eye on that? That's all I said. No doubt he is being targeted at the moment by the international gay mafia. What a fantastically brilliant paranoid phrase that is. I wanted to write off and go, Jesus, who are they? I think Graham Norton might be one of them, but I can't imagine who the others are. My favourite phrase, we would like to express our full support for his stance against the forces of sodomy. If you ever use the phrase, forces of sodomy, it better be a gay heavy metal band that you're talking about. Yours sincerely, Robert Mugabe.